This whole idea of sanitizing the world or not being able to move on. That's really what it is. The American public is the jilted lover who just can't move on, right? They're stuck in this moment. They're stuck in March 2020 when the virus first, quote unquote, hit. And you could almost make a case that people are in PTSD at this point. They just don't have the means or the ability to move on because for about 3 weeks straight, they were told everyone was going to die and there was no way for you to leave your house or go to the grocery store or go to Walgreens or go anywhere without getting this virus, which means you'll die. We were lectured by the health group, the health teacher. You're going to get gonorrhea and die, right? Well, you're going to get COVID and die. That's what it was for 3 weeks. And people have been so, because it also speaks to the fact that Americans are not mentally fit, i.e., tough, i.e., can actually get through things. But we knew that was coming because of a woke, progressive, triggered culture that didn't allow for people to overcome difficulties. You put a weak culture with a manufactured hype around a disease. Once again, the disease is real, but the hype surrounding it was not. You start to get to these ideas, and we start to see these by Wang Nagun of YouGov.com saying air travel will likely never be the same, but Americans can get behind at least some of the potential changes coming to the industry. So this YouGov survey of about 1,400 people talked about certain measures they oppose and certain measures they don't like, right? I don't like this one, but I like that one. Okay. So they broke it out into millennials, Gen Xers, and baby boomers, which is good for me because I see, according to YouGov, I am a Gen Xer and not a baby boomer. So yay for me. Anyway, I'll go through the categories again. Deep cleaning after each flight, sanitizing guidelines, monitoring all passengers' temperatures, heart rate, and respiratory rates, requiring all passengers to go or their bags to go through more disinfection processes, removing all in-flight entertainment that's shared, tests for antibodies, and requiring all passengers to provide a medical document during online check-in, confirming the presence of antibodies. So out of these, right, and this all of these are, well, the only one that really makes sense is deep cleaning after each flight because planes are gross anyway. That one gets the most support at 82%. That's, I think we can even all say if that was, they're like, hey, we're gonna make sure we get a deep cleaning after each flight. I think most people would be like, all right, that's good. I think that's actually very proactive, very appropriate for the situation. And then as they go down the list, people are like, ugh. Adding sanitizing guidelines to be mandated during the flight safety demonstration. Can you believe that? All right, everybody. The exits are at the forward, middle, and back of the plane. You'll see the strip on the bottom. That's your exit lights. This is the hand sanitizer. You pump once and you to get a bit of the hand sanitizer administered to your hands. You press down on the top until there's a little bit in your hands. Rub for 20 seconds. Can you get the plane in the air, please? I know how to use the hand sanitizer. Can you get the plane in the air? Thank you. No, I'm sorry, sir. We have to actually watch how we're going to demonstrate how to rub your hands together for 20 seconds until then, because if you don't, you won't be able to pull the tabby tab on your life vest because that's going to have germs on it too. You know what, lady? Let me die. How about that? Sorry, sir. We can't do that. That's not in FAA guidelines. Like, you're going to show me how to sanitize my hands? I'm pretty sure if you don't know that by now, we'll have Tommy come back there and hit you on the head with a tack hammer because you are a retard. So that one clocks in at about 76% of people, because 76% of people are too friggin' stupid to understand how to sanitize thy hands on a flight. Which, anyway, you know, planes are gross. Number three, the monitoring of all passenger temperatures, heart rates, and respiratory rates prior to boarding a flight. Is it going to be like that thing at Walmart where you stick your hand in and it gives you, like, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous in that regard as to, you're going to take, first of all, temperature checks are not the be all end all. Even Fauci has said that doesn't work. Right? Even the Fouch. You know what? Let's say I have a temperature, but I got to get on this business flight. Oh, I'll just take two ibuprofen. That knocks down my temperature. Temperature check is useless. My heart rate? My respiratory rate? Sir, you're breathing heavily. I'm nervous because I'm about to get on an airplane and I've been standing in a line 6 feet from everybody else for 15 minutes. I'm a little upset right now. Sir, you can't get on this flight. The next one, requiring all passenger bags to go through more disinfectant. Well, the monitoring of all passenger body temperatures, you're pretty much getting a physical, comes in at 64%. This is of all U.S. adults. Now, I don't mind if we were, you know, going to hit all the passenger bags with a UV light, because most people's bags are gross anyway, too. The next one, removing all shared in-flight entertainment. Touchscreens, magazines are gross. Don't pick up the magazines on the flight. You don't know who's been touching that stuff, right? They're telling you to look at the safety card. I'm looking at that lady like, I'd rather die than touch that safety card. Do you know what's probably on that damn thing? You're flying all over the daggone world, sticking hands on that card. I ain't touching that. 48% of people, luckily Americans need their entertainment, right? I need my in-flight entertainment, brah. Can't take my touchscreens. And then finally, well, no, we got two left. Testing for antibodies directly before a flight, because yeah, that's going to go swimmingly. Guys rush into the airport. You got your four kids with you, which if you're a good Catholic couple, you got four or five kids. Yeah. I got to get all my kids pricked and then have them check for which one of the amazing people that work at the airport, which one of the well-trained, amazing, not at all upset at their life choices, staff members at the airport, which one of them am I going to trust to stick me with a needle? Right? Definitely won't be TSA. I'm going to get shivved in the TSA line because they're trying to look for antibodies. Well, luckily that one only comes in at 45%. And then finally, requiring all passengers to provide a medical document during online check-in confirming the presence of antibodies. We have to say at least that one comes in at 36%. So that's the lowest. All right, that's fine. But to be completely honest, the first one's not bad. Just actually clean the plane instead of just picking up the trash in the back. Some of this stuff is just ridiculous. And this, you're going to have everybody tested for antibodies. You ain't testing me. I just won't fly. Right? And you're not sticking me in the airport because that place is gross too. Rich, why are you thin? It's a congregating place. It is a place where people congregate from all over the country in a confined space. Right? Airports are fine, blah, blah, blah. But you got to realize there's a lot of people in a tiny little space from all over the place. Of course, passengers are expecting the airlines to provide them personal protective equipment for free. I can't even get a friggin' soda on time, and you're expecting them to give me a pee-pee, a protective mask when I get on board? Because you know some of these airlines are going to be like, you can have our regular mask, or you can upgrade with 65 billion airline miles. You can get this super American Airlines mask. Hey, look, it's got the logo on it. It's made from super soft. They're going to find a way to make sure you get screwed out of that, too. Because the mask they'll provide is like a thin napkin with loops. That's what they'll make new ones of. It'll be a thin napkin with some loops on the side. And then they'll say, well, if you upgrade, I'm sorry, sir, are you a member of our World One Gold or what, like have six different types of passenger? Oh, are you a member of our Gold, World Gold, Travel Gold Class Status Maximum? Or do you just want to pay $75 for your mask? I thought you were supposed to give it to me for free. Yes, sir. Do you see this one? That's pretty much the napkin that you get at the drive-thru at Sonic that doesn't really pick anything up. You can have this one. Or you can upgrade for free. Well, not, you can upgrade. Well, I have 60,000 miles. Sorry, 60,500. You're 500 miles short. But I'll have it at the end of this flight. Then you'll get it on the next flight. Like, you can you see how this sounds ridiculous? But do you see how this is going? The airlines just need a couple, they need like a couple months to find a way to just absolutely just take this and just make it all about money. The place that charges you for a check bag is not going to figure out a way to charge you for PPE.